More than 100 warbirds will fly during Air Venture and are on exhibit every day. Looking over a P-47 fighter was a man who flew them in combat. Cliff Sari of Green Bay flew 80 ground support missions for Patton's 3rd Army in Europe. Sari described his feeling on seeing an airworthy P-47.
Well, I sort of get chills on my spine just thinking of flying that airplane. And it's a nice feeling. Mm-hmm. Not really fear, no. I always felt safe when I was in that. Because you had that big engine in front of you and your armor plate behind you, so you're pretty well protected. And so I had a few bullet holes in the airplane, but not too many. So I was fortunate.
The airbirds also make a connection to family history for many visitors. Wade Castellanos is crew chief for a B-25 flying out of Georgetown, Texas. He described a woman who never knew her father. He was a bombardier on a B-25 and was killed during the war.
She climbed up into the airplane, sat where her dad sat, and it brought closure for her. You hear stories of veterans and people that come out here, see the airplane, and they tell their story, and stories that may have never been told again, except for being out here at an air show.
It takes a dedicated crew of 25 volunteers to maintain and fly the B-25. Warbirds fly every afternoon as part of the show at Air Venture, which continues through Monday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.